You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
So how much has the world changed in the last 20, 30, or 40 years? To say the changes have been dramatic, well, that'd probably be an understatement. Yet when it comes to planning for retirement, many folks still rely on conventional wisdom from decades ago. Not only is this so-called wisdom outdated, it doesn't stand a chance against the challenges you'll face in retirement in the coming years. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. Keith is out today. He's not in the studio, but he'll be back, I'm sure, next week. And I hate to start the topic of the show with such a grim, you know, opening, but how we plan for retirement has changed dramatically, even in the last 5 to 10 years. There's no shortage of challenges, including record low interest rates, the threat of bear markets. Where is the market going to go? Elections, everything we have going on there. Huge tax increases could be right around the corner and more. So how should you adjust your strategies? And what does it take to retire successfully today? Coming up on today's show, 5 pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been turned on their head, and the strategies that'll stand up to the challenges, or that we're trying to stand up to the challenges, including why taxes could play a much bigger role in retirement than most people realize, how successful retirees are building a robust and diversified income plan. It's so important to have that income. Plus, the key to managing investment risk in a new world. So Matt, that was a handful. That was a lot. That was my little opening monologue, if you will.
Yep.
But it's really, you think about, it's true. Like, I mean, this year, 2020 alone has been a challenging year. Mm-hmm. Never mind the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years for different reasons. But as a company, as a person, as a retiree, you have to adapt. You can't just do what people did 20 years ago, because they'd be out of money quick if they're relying on CDs and fixed short-term bonds, right?
I mean, and so true. I mean, just think about the changes that we've seen in our own time here, you know, now, gosh, basically close to 20 years now.
Correct.
You know, being in the field ourselves. And, you know, and you mentioned, you know, in the monologue about the potential bear markets. I mean, we saw the NASDAQ bubble burst. We saw the great financial crisis, and now we've seen COVID.
Yep.
So, okay, how does your income plan, and how does your overall planning, you know, stand up to it? But also, too, just the dramatic loss of, you know, pensions. I think a lot of people used to have pensions back in the day. They would stay at one, one job, and then sort of retire and get the wristband at that point, and that was about it, right? I mean, it's so, you know, and then you said, like, interest rates were, you know, you could get 4, 5, 6% on CDs and bonds and fixed instruments, and all of those things have now changed.
Well, I guess this is probably good for a financial planning firm. Unfortunate for people listening is because there's more, I feel like there's so much more you have to figure out than you used to. Because think of, this is what we always call the SHP Retirement Roadmap, right? Mm-hmm. It's a planning process that we developed years ago. But why do we have it? What's the whole point of it? Well, I always think of like a pizza cut up in, like, you know, 5 different pieces, right? It's mm-hmm. a big circle. You cut it up in 5 pieces. Well, imagine if you're retiring, each piece of that pizza represents a different part of your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So one piece is, that's my investment plan. How much risk do I have? One piece is income. Where's my income coming from? Another piece is taxes. Whoa, what about taxes? What's going to happen on my pre-tax IRA, 401k accounts? Another piece is healthcare and what the strategies that are involved there. And then the 5th piece of pizza is your legacy plan. And so the problem we see is a lot of folks, when we meet with us for the first time, and I'm talking fast here, so I got to slow down. It's almost like you have this pizza, but there's only one slice in the box,
mm-hmm.
and it's an investment. It's that one piece of pizza is your investment plan.
Yep.
And if that's all you have is a portfolio maybe your advisor or your 401k company does a pretty good job, but you can't have it. You're going to be missing the boat if you don't have all those other pieces covered. And that's one of the things that we want to make sure. That's what our retirement roadmap does. Looks at five pieces of a plan under one plan.
Well, and that's what's so true. I think it also forces us, in a good way, it forces us to stay with what's been happening in all of these areas. You know, we've had to adjust how we build income plans, which we'll sort of talk about later. You know, we've had to adjust how we sort of diversify portfolios. We've had to adjust, you know, when it comes to taxes. And just to kind of stay on taxes for a little bit, I mean, okay, what's changed, you know, yeah, about 20 years?
Or conventional wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Is taxes will be lower in retirement.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, talk about something that we have, you know, we were sort of really harping on it before COVID. But I mean, think of it nowadays is that, you know, our debt and deficit has, you know, for right reason, we had to, you know, stimulate the economy to get through a very difficult time. But it's only grown. And we were talking about how taxes, you know, were already slated to go up, you know, with the sunsetting of the Trump tax codes. But now with the election coming up and everything else, it might even go higher depending on what the new administration may be. So it's just, you need to be, you need to adjust and you need to sort of have, you know, have strategies in place to minimize what your taxes would be now as well as into the future.
Well, Matt, from Forbes back in May, there was an article that the title was, "We're not all going to get COVID-19, but we're all going to be paying for it." And that's because taxes, it sounds, you know, obviously we're not taking the situation, which, you know, it's, we're taking it seriously, but when you think about like that, the taxes that are going to come out, we already knew taxes in our minds. We thought we were very pretty, you know, positive or pretty sure they're going to go up at some point in the future. It's actually in the code right now to go up after 2025.
Right.
And so the old wisdom of, yeah, keep deferring, put all your money in your 401k because your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. Mm-hmm. That's conventional wisdom. But what's the reality of that, Matt?
Well, I mean, yeah, very, very unlikely. I mean, that's a myth that we wanted to really kind of emphasize for people that, you know, so let's say, let me put this two ways, Derek. It's like, if you're already retired, you know, but we talk in things of Roth conversions. I mean, literally, I just like the three emails that I sent off right before, you know, hopping on to record were about Roth conversions and talking about how much we wanted to do in this particular tax year.
Yeah.
So you really need to, if you're already retired, you know, look into ways of converting portions of your IRA assets into Roth or after tax. If you are still working, though, there's still things that you can do even if you are still working, because if you're still working, you can look into things like Roth 401ks, or, you know, maybe when you make contributions to your 401k, you know, put it up to the max or get the match, but don't really go over because maybe you want to do a Roth IRA, you know, separately, or there are life insurance plans that people use for retirement planning, or just an after-tax account. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do to really minimize taxes now and into the future.
Most people don't realize it, but taxes are lower now than they have been in over 40 years. And many tax experts, CPAs, and economists agree that taxes must go up. This could happen just as millions of baby boomers are retiring, and it could take a huge chunk of their IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, and investment income. But I do have some good news for you. If you take advantage of simple tax planning strategies now, you could dramatically reduce or potentially eliminate these taxes in retirement. We want to show you how you can do this for your personal situation with our retirement tax analysis. In this free analysis, you'll learn the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, with accounts like your IRA, 401k, also Social Security benefits, investment income, and more. Now, you might expect to pay thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those who call today. If you've saved at least $250,000 in retirement assets, call to schedule this free analysis now at 508-952-6316. We talk about this all the time, but taxes in retirement, paying fewer taxes in retirement, I should say, is so important. There's more that you could do to help kids, grandkids, or whatever hobbies and adventures that you want to get into in retirement. Paying fewer taxes can help in those areas. So learn how much money in taxes you could save for your situation and by calling us right now and scheduling this review at 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Coming up next, why following the 4% rule could be the fastest way to go broke in retirement.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive 5-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their Retirement Roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's Retirement Roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on 5 critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
The world has changed dramatically over the last 20 or 30 years. Yeah, when it comes to planning for retirement, a lot of folks still rely on the same conventional wisdom from decades ago. And not only is this wisdom outdated, it doesn't stand a chance against upcoming challenges that you may face in today's retirement world. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. It's myself, Derek Gregoire, and Matthew Peck here today talking about 5 pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been turned on their head. On this segment, why the 4% rule could cause you to run through your entire life savings too soon if you don't plan properly, plus how others are building a robust income plan that could help you make sure or give you a better chance of having your savings last as long as you do. So Matt, let's start back. Some people that are listening are familiar with it. We've talked about it for years, but what is the concept of the 4% rule?
Yeah, let me take people through the history of it, because it's definitely one of those rules and sort of myths and misconceptions that really has a lot of legs to it. You know, kind of similar when we talk about taxes, like, oh, I'm going to lower my taxes now and pay them later, or that they'll be lower in retirement. That's a myth that's really sort of, had some legs to it. But also the 4% rule, in essence, I mean, it came out of a 1994 paper published by William Benjen in the Journal of Financial Planning. Again, 1994. And it just said that if you follow the 4% rule, as it's called, you shouldn't run out of money during a traditional 30-year retirement, at least based on historical market data and inflation rates dating back to 1926. So again, here's a paper written in 1994 just saying that, okay, as long as you have a nice portfolio and you withdraw less than 4%, that becomes the sustainable withdrawal rate. So as long as everyone's okay, is taking out 4%, you're going to be okay. And somehow that becomes a number of what your income should be. And that's the number that you should get your savings up to in order to cover this number. I mean, so much sort of, turned on this 1-4% rule. But the point is that things have changed. I mean,
well, I'm assuming bond rates are probably paying like 6% then.
Yes.
Market probably had less vol. Who knows? It's just too. But that's when you're taking 4%, it also depends, and especially in this day and age, what are you investing in to draw the 4% out?
Right. I mean, and think about that. You mentioned one. That those are the two big things that I really want to hit on about what has changed. And because that's 30 years ago, the whole 4% rule is now 30 years. Two things have changed. And you said, you know, absolutely one is the bond rates. I mean, bond rates are dramatically different than they were in 1994 and potentially never going higher, or at least in the short term.
For years.
Right, that high. But then also is longevity. I mean, people are living so much longer now than they used to, and then we continue to do so. And so those two types of things just show how, you know, old rules like the 4% really have to be reevaluated.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Like, even when you use the word annuity, now most of our clients' money is invested, but we use some annuities here and there. But some people say, oh, well, my advisor from 30 years ago said never to do an annuity. Well, 30 years ago, I probably wouldn't either, but there's a couple of them as fiduciary-based advisors like we are, we think are pretty good. I own one, you own some yourself,
absolutely.
And we're 40 in our 40s. So it's like, that's why the old school doesn't always, in the old school adage of like 4% rules and how to invest, it has to be adapted as times change. And one of the major risks, like you mentioned, Matt, one was longevity, which is very explainable. Mm-hmm. The other risk to the 4% rule is sequence of return risk. So it's the risk of retiring during a downturn in the stock market. If the stock market is falling during the first few years of your retirement, the combination of stock market losses and the need to withdraw money out of your retirement could literally decimate your nest egg. So an example, I'm going to make it dramatic.
Okay.
Let's say you're taking a ton of, you never really change your investment plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're $1 million, you retire today, and you need $40,000 a year. Oh, I'm going to follow the 4% rule. Let's say you take out your $40,000 the first year. Now you have $960. During that time, let's say we have a 40% pullback. And again, you never really adjusted your portfolio, but we went in 2008, we went through it.
Yeah.
We pretty near went through it during the March of 2020.
Yeah, we definitely did.
The market dropped about 40% off its high?
Yes, absolutely. March 23rd was the
low.
Was the low, man.
So and I'm making it dramatic for a reason, but now the 960 is down to 550,
mm-hmm.
right? If you lost 40% that year. And by the way, you need your 40,000 again because you need your 4% mm-hmm. of a million. So in 1 or 2 years, you retired, your million's worth 500,000. Now you still need, the bills keep coming. You still need that $40,000, but now $40,000 is almost 10% of your entire net worth in your portfolio. So that's a huge risk, is sequence of return risk. If you don't, so we're throwing all this out there to really prepare you, because is the market, could anyone see a potential bear market? Of course it could happen where we are right now. We don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows, but you have to plan for it. Just like you don't expect to get in a car accident, but you put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And the same thing. So those are the two biggest risks, Matt, is sequence of returns and longevity to that 4% rule.
Well, and that's the thing too. I just, again, talk about something that you, especially when it comes to sequence of returns risk, about things that you can't control. Like, you know, for anyone that was retiring in December of last year, you know, they clearly didn't know what they were heading into.
Exactly.
As well. And so you can't control what's happening in the world at large when you do, when you know, as you officially retire, but you can control, you know, creating that plan, you know, reducing the sequence of returns risk so that you know exactly where your income is coming from, you know, each and every year.
Actually a good point, Matt.
Yeah, right.
Actually.
I'll take it.
Underhanded, backhanded comment. No, it's amazing advice though, because you want to control, for income, you don't want to take chances.
Right.
You want to control what you can control.
Yeah, I mean, and think about too, we use the words, you know, robust and diversified, because that's the whole idea. And also, you know, taking new thinking to it. You know, as you mentioned about how, you know, way back when, you know, a lot of annuities were these, you know, single life annuities that if the person died, they would die with them. And then, you know, nothing would go to the spouse or the beneficiaries. And people would say, I don't want that. It's like, yeah, I don't really want that either for you.
Exactly.
But newer ones don't work like that.
But by the way, and we're not an annuity only company. We handle everything.
Right.
But we're not going to come on here and say never do an annuity, because for some people that want to protect some downside, get a little bit of upside, and have the ability to draw without taking a ton of volatility, there are some options out there. Also, how to take Social Security, dividend stocks, bonds, so much more that have to be considered within a retirement plan. So according to Barron's, the Fed anticipates interest rates to be near 0% through 2020 to 22. And between you and I wouldn't be too surprised to see this be the case for many years to come. This makes it virtually impossible to generate income from traditional things like you used to drive income from, like CDs and savings accounts. And it's forcing many families to take more risk in the stock market. And as you know, that can be a dangerous game if you're in or nearing retirement. The good news is there are some surprisingly attractive options to generate income that you may not even know exists. And Matt, Keith, and I, and our team here at SHP, we really want to show you exactly what your options are with a retirement income analysis. This analysis doesn't cost you a dime and there's no obligation. But if you're the type of person who needs to make your money work for you, but you don't want to risk a ton of it, this may be right up your alley. So if you've saved at least $250,000, call us now to set up a review at 508-952-6316. As we say, our staff does set aside a handful of slots every week from the radio show to book these appointments. So if you're really interested, want to generate income, want to look at alternatives, start by booking a retirement income analysis now by calling 508-952-6316. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So whatever works best for you, or you can also do a virtual meeting or call to start off as well. 508-952-6316. So conventional wisdom says you should delay filing for Social Security until you're 70 to get a bigger check. When we come back, we'll tell you why this could cost you a small fortune.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or capecodestateplanning.com.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
There's no shortage of challenges ahead for anyone that's wanting to retire in the next 5 years. One, we have record low interest rates on traditional CDs and savings accounts, forcing many families to take more risk in search of a better yield. Two, we have the very real threat of a bear market and the damage it could do to your nest egg. Three, taxes could be soon going through the roof, and more. And that's why conventional wisdom around planning for retirement is changing. So how do you adjust your strategies for retirement? Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. You have Matthew Peck and Derek Gregoire here talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been recently turned on their head. Coming up in this segment, why delaying your Social Security benefits until age 70 could end up costing you in ways you never considered, plus some keys to on how to get more from Social Security, and as well as just how to stack an income plan. What does it mean when we say stacking income for retirement? So Matt, we've talked about this before, but even last segment we talked about, you know, we're trying the first, even though our retirement roadmap looks at all areas of retirement, from income to investments to taxes to healthcare to legacy, the first place, I think the most important thing that every client needs to have a grasp on is an income plan. Because we talked about last segment, if you don't set up your income plan properly, you have all these risks like sequence of returns, inflation, longevity, that could really creep in and haunt you. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that you have an income strategy established. So when you stop working, you have income coming in to replace your bills, expenses, travel, whatever it is you want to do in retirement.
Right. And also, we talked about how certain things have changed through time with things like pensions. Well, thankfully, Social Security is still there. Now, we do have a lot of people that are concerned on the solvency of Social Security and how, as of right now, it's only fully funded until the 2030s. And so that's certainly another thing to keep a direct, obviously, a very close eye on. But you know, my main point is the fact that walking in with Social Security is money that you've been paying into that trust fund your entire, working life, on behalf of you and your spouse. And it's something that you need when you analyze it and make a first decision, that's a final decision. That's a decision that is going to impact you. It's going to impact your spouse, depending on when you pass or your spouse passes away. And you need to maximize how much Social Security benefits that you have. So do you take it at 62? Do you take it at 65, 67, 70? What are the spousal benefits? I mean, there are so many different rules that apply to Social Security, and it's not their job to tell you them all. You know what I mean? It's really your job to take action or to take ownership of it and make sure that you're getting the sort of number crunching that you need to pick the correct Social Security as that first layer of your income, because that's a lifetime income supply. So you really want to be really smart there, because that's the first brick in the foundation.
Yep. So you're right. You're stacking bricks or stacking income. Then when you start with Social Security, people say, well, how do we know when to take it? Well, you can't just run numbers based on break-even points and how long you're going to live, because that doesn't take into effect what the, like, let's say you're delaying till 70. Mm-hmm. Well, it says if I live to 80, I'm going to make more money. But what is the impact of having to take more out of your portfolio?
Mm-hmm.
That changes cutoff points. The breakoff point might be 90, because
right.
Based on everyone's situation is different. But the point is, and I don't think we talk about this enough, our clients know this and love this, but we have that our SHP client portal.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps, the main thing it helps clients do is make decisions. And it shows, not in a vacuum, but for your specific situation, as you're listening right now, based on your assets, the tax qualification of your assets, the goals that you have, the expenses that you have, we can show you, hey, based on all the data that we have, when is the best time for you, and if you're married, your spouse, to take Social Security? And it might be 62 for one and 68 for the other, and it's always different, but it's a huge thing to consider, because like Matt said, when you're starting to build an income plan, you start with Social Security.
Yeah, well, and it goes along those lines of when we're sitting down with clients, you talk about goals. So it's like, how much income do we need right now? What are your expenses? And okay, how is your health too? You know, one thing I do like to talk about with our clients as they come in, I mean, it's not the first thing we talk about, but it gives you the idea of, we need to know things like, what is your health and what is your longevity? And who is the higher income earner of the spouse? Because I think when people do, make that selection, they really have to consider what the impact is on their spouse. Like, for example, one misconception people have is like, oh, well, my spouse can't get my benefits unless I claim and things like that. And it's like, well, no, there might be areas or there might be sort of, some claims and some benefits that your spouse can get now, with or without filing, you personally filing, again, depending on age. So it's just knowing all the ins and outs of Social Security, but then also knowing what the big picture is of your overall plan. And, you know, Derek, you said yourself about how making sure people make wise decisions. And if you're not looking at the complete picture, you can't just make one Social Security decision without knowing what the big picture looks like.
And when you're building an income plan, you want to, we talked about this last segment, it's important to diversify
right. And
where the income's coming from. And so we'll use anything that's available that makes sense, that's from a fiduciary standpoint, for our clients. So Social Security is a tool. There's dividend stocks. There's different types of annuities. Now, some we'd recommend, some we wouldn't recommend, right? There's growth stocks. There's growth funds. It's a whole plan. But I wanted to give you an example of a client I met with recently. They came on board with us a couple of years ago from the radio show, and it's Rick and Sarah. And he had sold his business when they came to meet with us. And Sarah was an attorney when she was younger, and then had some children, and at the end of the day, stopped practicing law. But by the time they came to us, they were ready to retire, and they had saved up about $1.5 million between the business that he sold and the 401ks and IRAs that they had established. And their goal was to generate about $100,000 of income per year in retirement. Right? When we built out their Social Security plan, they were going to generate about $50,000 a year from Social Security. So where was that other $50,000 going to come from? What we did is we took $100,000 and just put it aside in the best rate we could get, but all liquid, like almost a cash account. So mm-hmm. If they need it for emergency, it's available. So that left them about $1.4 million to do some planning with. Then we mixed $800,000 in a combination of a couple different things. Some annuity strategies, now not to provide lifetime income, believe it or not, mm-hmm. but just to protect their downside, give them a little bit of upside, and give them the ability to take money out each year as they need to without having to worry about the market being at a down. Because right. in this scenario, if the market's down 20, they earn zero.
Yep.
Again, don't go out and buy an annuity because we said that. You have to do a ton of due diligence, but there's some solid ones out there. I own this one myself, so is Matt. But between the annuities and the dividend stocks, that would provide them the income they need without having to worry about the market mm-hmm. performance. It's still going to fluctuate, but they could draw income for 10 to 15 years without having to worry about market performance, because they're just drawing dividends and they're just drawing off of something without any market risk.
Mm-hmm.
So now if $1.5 million, they have 100 in cash for short-term emergencies, 800 grand to cover their $50,000 per year deficit. We said 10 to 15 years. It might last a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm. I'm being conservative here. That left $600,000 to grow, right? Now, we're a little more aggressive in that bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, when we went through this big downturn, the majority of their losses were in that $600,000 long-term growth strategy. Now, they weren't saying, Derek, thank you so much. I lost money in that account. But the sequence of returns risk, they weren't relying on that until 15 years or more down the road.
Right.
So I said, you might go through three or four bear markets between now and then. So I'm just giving you an example of not that they were happy they lost money, and obviously it's come back since then, but the whole concept behind that was we had a plan in place, and we had enough income sources without relying fully on just the stock market to cover them confidently for 10, 15 years, or maybe beyond.
Well, and that's the thing. I think one thing that everyone needs to understand is that when you are retired, your savings is now your working income. That's your job. Your savings is your job. And so you need to make sure you have a diversified, you know, use all the diversified assets you can so that your job is paying you secure income for your entire retirement.
And it starts with that Social Security plan. Have you made an average or above average income throughout your career? If so, many of the traditional rules for filing for Social Security don't apply to you. The traditional rules of thumb, like delaying your benefits as long as possible, could end up costing you a small fortune. And if you're wondering why, it's because when you consider the impact on taxes and Medicare premiums, the net-net could be a lot less money. We want to show you how you can get more income from Social Security with a customized Social Security analysis. This analysis will show you how you could get more income from Social Security while considering the impact it could have on your taxes, Medicare premiums, spousal benefits, and more. Some advisors charge hundreds of dollars for a customized analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners who call us today. And if you've saved at least $250,000 and have not filed for Social Security, Schedule your free customized analysis by calling 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you can get more income from Social Security, there's so many ways to trigger, so many ways that you can apply, and so many time frames. Don't wait. Call 508-952-6316 now to schedule your free customized retirement Social Security analysis. Coming up next segment, the ugly truth about the 60-40 rule for diversification and why this conventional wisdom could eventually lead you off a financial cliff.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. What's one of the biggest and potentially most damaging financial myths? Tax day. Why? Because you're paying taxes every day. And if you don't have a tax minimization strategy in place for the other 364 days a year, you could be paying too much. At SHP Financial, every retirement plan we create is designed to help you keep more of what you have, because we understand how important your retirement income is. We'll guide you through our comprehensive five-step retirement roadmap planning process that not only takes your income, investments, healthcare, and legacy planning into account, but also your taxes. We have numerous strategies designed to help you minimize your taxes all year long, so you keep more of your money. It all starts with a conversation. Call us at 800-227-7777 to learn how we may be able to help you keep more of your retirement income. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Are you retiring in the next 5 years? Many people still rely on conventional wisdom that's been around for decades. Things like the 4% withdrawal rule, delaying Social Security until age 70, or thinking the 60-40 rule is some magical diversification formula. But most of this so-called wisdom might not stand a chance against the challenges that are upcoming in the future years, right? Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck. And today we're talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom that have changed a ton over the years. Coming up on this segment, why you can't rely on the 60-40 rule of diversification, plus the key to creating a portfolio that matches your risk tolerance. So Matt, if you looked at, like, if it was 1982 and was Carter in president then, maybe?
He was on his way out and Reagan was being elected.
Okay.
Reagan was in power by that point.
Yep. But at that point, if you had a 60-40 bond portfolio, I'm guessing bonds are paying crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because CDs at that time were like 15%.
Yep.
Mortgages were through the roof. It's just a different era. The point I'm making is a 60-40 portfolio is 60% stocks, 40% bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And we use some of these strategies in our own models internally. So we're not bashing that. We're just saying you have to have new expectations and maybe add some more diversification into a normal, regular 60-40 portfolio.
Absolutely. I mean, think of the main reason why this is such a sort of, hot button topic or has been for so long is that, you know, as people enter retirement, if they don't take enough risk, then their assets are not keeping up with inflation and they risk outliving their assets because they're not taking enough risk. On the other hand, you don't want to take too much risk, you know, because of things we talked about in the past or in the past segments of the show, such as, you know, sequence of return risk and, okay, what happens if a big bear market strikes? So this whole idea of 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds was this kind of concept of, okay, that's the magical formula to sort of thread that needle between taking on enough risk but not too much risk. But, you know, similar to the 4% withdrawal rule, you know, similar to, you know, delaying Social Security until as long as you can, you know, so much has changed. And really, as you mentioned, like the bond aspect of it is really the most spectacular of those changes, where, as you were saying, like back in the early 80s, you know, bond rates at 15, 20% mortgage rates were that high. And over that past now 40 years, you know, bond rates have just gone down, again. Yeah. and again and again and again, which, just so everyone knows, it has an opposite effect, where if interest rates go down, it, you know, bond values go up, where if interest rates go up, bond values go down. So it's been a positive, it's been a bull market for bonds for close to 40 years now. And so now it's like, okay, interest rates, here comes COVID, here comes the great financial crisis, here comes negative interest rates, you know, in Europe. And so, yeah, you might, you know, things have changed a little bit. You know, that 40% of your portfolio isn't what it used to be. So now, okay, it needs a rethink. It needs a second look to find out, you know, hey, this might not be the magic formula it once was.
And if you think, Matt, back to like even if your bonds were yielding 5-6%, pretty conservative bond fund was averaging 5-6% yield. If you had $2 million and 40% or $800,000 was in a 6% yield, that'd be a nice 48, 50 grand a year.
Right.
Reasonable. Now, if you're yielding 1 or 2%, again, there just has to be, the bottom line is, when it comes to planning, that's why when you're building a plan and you're building an investment strategy, 60-40, call it a day, is not the end of, you can't just put 60% in the S&P, 40% into the Barclays bond. Well, you could, but it might not be the best strategy for retirement. And that's why you have to think of other asset classes. Think outside the box, because again, what was traditional and normal conventional wisdom many years ago is changing fast.
Yeah, and we said earlier in a different segment about having a diversified income plan, you know, and that's things like annuities, dividend paying stocks, bonds.
But even alternative investments.
Right, yeah, I would say alternatives. I was actually going to offer that up. I mean, you know, things like, you know, REITs or real estate investment trusts. Frankly, some people might want to work a little bit. You know, I have a client down on the Cape, you know, both husband and wife, they're both starters at a golf course. And, you know, they couldn't be happier. Now, I'm not saying that everyone, you know, go back and get, you know, need to get a second job, but more so that you need to diversify your different income sources, same as you need to diversify your overall portfolio. I mean, it's not this, as you mentioned, this S&P 500 and this ag and then we're okay. It's, you know, it's taking a look at all different asset classes, you know, large cap, small cap, mid cap, taking a look at commodities like gold, you know, taking
what you call like fielding a baseball team.
Yeah. Sometimes I would tell people about, like, when you build a portfolio, it's kind of like a baseball team where, you know, you can have sort of a power team and you can load up on certain, you know, certain positions, but at the same time, you still have to field a team of nine, or you want to have a faster, you know, baseball team, same idea, you still have to have nine. You have to make sure all of the asset classes are covered. And so that, well, and actually, let me just take it one step further too, Derek. It's like, then you also have to be rebalancing, you know, the portfolios. I mean, this is not just a one and done type of situation. I mean, even if you take a look, even if you did invest in a moderate 60-40 portfolio, I mean, A, that portfolio should have, let's say, nine, you know, for example, members of the team, but also there should be rebalancing that's happening at least twice a year, if not more frequently. And then lastly, to add on top of that, it also needs to be adjusted as to where, let's just say the bond portion of it, you know, where are interest rates going? You know, with all the bills that were passed, I mean, you might want to get into treasury inflated protected securities, which sort of hedge for inflation. I mean, these are all the types of things that takes a type of care and time to make sure you have the most robust plan possible.
So are you the type of person who takes action in a time of crisis or uncertainty, or are you more likely to freeze in a panic? We all know we react differently to different situations, but today we're talking about five pieces of conventional wisdom for retirement planning that have been turned on their head. And myself, Keith, Matt, our entire team here at SHP Financial, we want to arm you with the strategies that could stand up to this challenge that you're sure to face in the years to come during retirement. So if you have questions about things like how you can minimize your taxes in retirement, how to ensure you get more from Social Security benefits, or your options to turn your savings into income during retirement. If you're the type of person who thinks you should take action, here's what we want you to do. We want you to pick up the phone and call us at 508-952-6316. Often we found that issues that are keeping many of us up at night can be resolved with proper planning. So let's address it. And remember, we're always here to help, just like we have been since we opened the doors here at SHP Financial back in 2003. So if you're not sure if you have a full plan in place or you want your plan reviewed, call us now to set up a review meeting at 508-952-6316. That's 508 952-6316. Stay tuned for our retirement roadmap recap, where Matt and I will leave you with our top two takeaways from today's show.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And once you pay taxes on these accounts, your savings could be a fraction of what they are today. Learn how you could reduce the taxes with your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax analysis from SHP Financial in Boston, who's been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. If you've saved at least $250,000, schedule your free analysis now by calling 508-618-5149. Saving money on taxes means more money to spend in retirement. Call 508-618-5149. 508-618-5149.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show today, myself and Matt talked about a bunch of different areas of retirement planning. We talked about a lot of different conventional wisdoms that you heard over the years that have changed a lot, and things that were good for planning 20, 30 years ago might not be so good today, and how important it is to adapt. So if you missed any of today's show, we're going to leave you with our top two takeaways right now. But if you wanted to go back and re-listen, you can either go to our website, shpfinancial.com. All of our radio shows are there. Or you can also subscribe to our podcasts. And however you listen to your podcasts, you go there, type in SHP Financial. You'll find our podcast there. We have our past shows and some other information for you to listen to if you wanted to listen to off hours as well. With that being said, Matt, you know, this conventional wisdom thing is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, we talked about this for the show. When we started in the business and we started SHP Financial, it was 2003.
Yeah.
You know, almost 17, 18 years ago. And even in that time frame, so much has changed in the world we live in the financial world that we live in.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing too. That's my biggest takeaway is that if everyone just stops and thinks about, okay, what has, I'll use just 20 years. I mean, obviously iPhones didn't exist back then, you know, and Zoom meetings that we're all going through right now didn't happen. I mean, almost to a certain extent, like the internet as we know it now, you know, with Netflix and streaming and everything else. I mean, think about all of those changes and the monumental changes that have happened on our society has also happened in finance. I mean, 0% bonds, you know what I mean? Like negative interest rate bonds. I mean, interest rates being so low, you know, deficits now being so high about and the potential for future tax increases.
Longevity.
Longevity and healthcare changes. I mean, and you know, and certainly, you know, where are the markets and what's going to happen next? And, you know, Tesla with energy and oil and all that stuff. And it's like, my main point is that you need to have someone that is focusing on the changes and how they're impacting, you know, Social Security changes and how that impacts your income plan, or, you know, making sure that they're staying up to date with investments and new investment strategies and new investment portfolios, tax planning and where they are now, but also where taxes are going in the future. Healthcare planning, as I mentioned, with legacy, with longevity. And then lastly, on legacy planning, you know, keeping up to date about where probate is and trusts, and obviously with the help of the attorneys that we partner with. I mean, you need someone that is not only doing that on your behalf, but staying up to date on each of those areas because they're all changing fast.
You hit the nail on the head, Matt, because seriously, if you think about a lot of firms out there, and not that this is again, old conventional wisdom. A lot of firms, just you give them money, they invest it. You made money, you lost money, and that's your whole plan. But that there's so much more to worry about, like you mentioned, Matt, unfortunately, like we talked about, like and it's when you think about cause and effect, right? The country spent so much money. We have a huge deficit. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Probably higher taxes. People are living longer. What does that mean? Healthcare.
Yeah.
So these things have to be addressed, right? And so it's common sense, but I feel like I want to make sure everyone listening right now has an opportunity, whether it's with us or someone else, make sure whatever firm you work with, or if you do it yourself and you do all this yourself, make sure there's a comprehensive plan, not just one thing. And that's what we, in our 17 years since we started SHP Financial, we believe that the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which consists of 5 individual plans to make up your full plan, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. And then each one has multiple factors, like an income plan is when to take Social Security, how to diversify your assets for income, how to take a pension if you have one, and so forth. A lot of folks listening, I talked about this in the first segment, it's like having a big pizza. In the pizza company, they or yourself, you cut it up into 5 big slices. Well, a lot of folks only have one slice of a pizza, or when it comes to retirement, that's just an investment strategy. Well, we want to make sure if that's the only piece you have, if you're getting close to or in retirement, make sure you have the other 4 pieces as well of an overall plan, not just an investment portfolio, but an income plan, a tax plan, healthcare strategy, an estate and legacy plan. That's a roadmap. If you need our help, we're happy to do so. We have a certain amount of appointments for the radio that we set aside. So call now, 508-952-6316. You can do a remote visit virtually, or you can book one of our offices for a visit in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Braintree, or Hyannis. Again, 508-952-6316. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.